Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Chitra Prayer Circle for September 8th, call number 6. Thank you so much for being here. And let's just get started. So hopefully you are, for those of you who have been part of the group for a while, I think we started in August, right? I don't know anymore. This is week 6 anyways. So hopefully you've been able to do your prayers daily as well. And when you are doing your prayers, hopefully you've been also including everybody else in the prayer circle or anybody else who is requiring prayers, right? Mm-hmm. Awesome. So if, you know, it doesn't always matter. You don't have to know who requires prayers. You can just have a general sending out blessings and a wish, you know, and the intention that, you know, whoever does have prayers out into the universe, that their prayers are come to fruition with grace and ease for their highest good and the highest good of all, right? Okay. So I have my prayer book, which I'm still writing people's prayers in. So thank you. For that. All right, and we're gonna just get right into it. So we're gonna start off by, by connecting, grounding, expanding out, and so on, and then get into the prayer part, okay? So make yourself comfortable, have some water handy, because we are going to charge up the water as well, okay? So, how's everybody doing today, this fine Sunday, now that hopefully none of you are being affected by the hurricane anymore? Awesome. So we're going to, so let's get centered and let's get started. And we'll see what else wants to come through today. I think it might be, we might add some extra things. All right, everyone, take a deep breath. Be in your heart space. Awesome. Yes, grounding is going to be key and important, the best you can. Because the more that you can ground into your being, especially, the more that we can embody the energies that we are bringing forward and bringing through, okay? All right, take a deep breath, everyone. Be in your heart space the best you can. And if you cannot, you know, feel your heart space, you can always just put your hand on your chest, okay? So breathe in through your nose to a count of 4. Breathe out to a count of 4. Again, breathe in. Breathe out. One more time, breathe in. And breathe out. Awesome. Just be in your heart space, call forth unconditional love to yourself from all over the universe, from your higher self, your I Am Presence, your support team, God, Creator, Source. Call forth unconditional love and light and allow yourself to receive. So see, feel, hear, know, perceive in whatever way you do, this unconditional love and light coming into your aura, energy fields, body and being, going deep into your cells, tissues, molecules, particles, and DNA. As you receive, allow yourself to integrate your energy your love, unconditional love and blessings, light filling you up. And take a deep breath. And call back all energy you've left behind or given away in all time, spaces, dimensions, and realities for every aspect of you. And this is about calling back all of your energy that you've had stuck in situations and places, thought patterns, paradigms, belief patterns that you've had stuck. Allow yourself to receive that now. Allow those energies, yours, to come back to you now. And as we do this work every week, as you do other healing work, other, you know, clearing work, a lot more of your energy, whatever is ready and willing to come back to you now, is being loosened up and coming back. So just call it back to you now. Allow yourself to be filled up. Allow yourself to receive. Take a deep breath. Awesome. Now let's connect into Mother Earth. So just imagine those golden roots coming out of the bottom of your feet, going deep into the ground, deeper and deeper still, going all the way down. And as these roots connect into the heart chakra of Mother Earth, allow them to spread out. And as you connect in, tap in to the heart chakra of Mother Earth. Just take a moment, take a deep breath. And receive now. Receive the energies, frequencies, and vibrations from Mother Earth of support, strength, and vitality. Healing and wisdom, nurturing and nourishment, resources, abundance and prosperity, and whatever else you require. Receive, receive, receive. And you might feel, sense, hear, see all these energies, frequencies, and vibrations coming up those golden roots and filling up your entire body and being, going deep into your cells, tissues, molecules, particles, and DNA, spreading into your energy fields and aura. Just take a deep breath and receive and allow, and continue to receive for the rest of the day. Awesome. Now let's connect into the heart chakra of the great central sun. Just imagine those your hands are like golden branches, and those golden branches are reaching up, 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 and into the heavens and cosmos and into the heart chakra of the great central sun. As you connect in, as you tap in, take a deep breath and be willing to receive. Allow yourself to receive the energies, frequencies, and vibrations of peace, bliss, and oneness, joy, and happiness, of connection and support, knowing and wisdom, healing and well-being, acceptance, allowance, receiving, faith and trust, clarity and ease, abundance and prosperity, and whatever else you require. And again, know that all these energies, frequencies, and vibrations are going down those golden branches down into your body and being, filling up your energy field and aura and going deep into your cells, tissues, molecules, particles, and DNA. So allow yourself to receive. and continue to receive for the rest of the day. Okay, come back to your heart space now. Push down any walls or barriers that may have been up. Just let go of any thoughts, feelings, and emotions from the day. All the mental toxins, all the emotional toxins, let them all go. And now expand out. Expand out to be as big as the room that you're in. A city, state, or province, a country, continent, as big as this planet and beyond. So be in this expanded state, be in this expansive state, and as we work with our prayers, as we work to share our energy, our love, our unconditional love and blessings with all the people in the Chitra prayer circle, with all the people who have submitted prayers to me personally that I've added to the prayer book, to all the people in the Facebook group, to all the people who are going to watch or listen to this later on YouTube or the podcast. We include all of you now as we pray for all of you and anybody else who requires it. We pray that you have and receive blessings, unconditional love. May you receive peace. May you receive abundance, the abundance that you desire. May you receive the courage to take the next steps. May you receive the courage to face and handle the challenges that you may have now. The doubts, the fears, the insecurities, they are less than you. They are smaller than you. They are not greater than you. Have the courage to face them. Receive the wisdom of your present moment. And go within. All of the challenges, all the obstacles, they're all asking you to go within. Remember who you are. Remember that you are a magnificent being of light and love, powerful beyond measure, special and supported and loved beyond measure. Know that, remember that. Do not buy into the falsehood of being a victim. And with that love and with that support, know that anything and everything is surmountable. You can do it. We are here to support you. So we ask that you be uplifted. We ask that you be empowered. We ask for grace to fill your mind and your heart so that you remember who you are, so you know what's possible for you, so that so much more is possible for you. And we pray that you receive the security that you desire, the faith, the knowing that you're looking for, the inner knowing, that inner connection. You are not separate. You are not separate from the divine. You are not separate from Creator. Receive that. Allow that to penetrate your being. There is no separation. That's a lie. You are not weak, you are powerful. Choose to be powerful. Choose to be alive. Choose to be prosperous. Choose to be thriving. And we ask that you be filled with joy. Filled with joy and lightness, lightness of being. We ask that you receive the comfort and the support, the faith and the trust. Trust that you are in the right place at the right time in this moment. And in the next moment, it is all well as well. So some people have requested to receive more financial abundance. some people have requested to move into a space that is better for them and their family, more security, more safety. Some people have requested healing for themselves, for their illnesses and disease, for mental illness and depression and sadness, their mental health. Some people have requested healings for other people. Some people have requested harmonious relationships. And remember, when it comes to harmonious relationships, your first relationship is with you. With you and with spirit. Are you in harmony with you? Do you love and accept yourself totally and completely? Some people are asking for to be debt-free, to not have any more financial burdens. We ask that all of these prayers and more be answered in the highest and best way possible for them and for everybody concerned. And let everybody receive more than what they have asked for. Because sometimes we're limited in our asking. So may you receive even more than what you have asked for. More that is in alignment with your highest good and in alignment with your wishes and desires. May you receive clarity for whatever is going on right now and for your next steps. We ask and pray that you feel and perceive that connection to spirit and that connection to yourself and the knowing that you are an infinite being of light and love. Some of you are asking for that, to know that. So may you experience that and let that be for your highest good and the highest good of all. For those whose hearts are broken, we offer you comfort and we pray that your heart will not grieve much longer. Take the time you need and it's okay. And little by little, bring back more love. Little by little, remember the memories and treasure those memories of your lost loved ones. They are never apart from you. They're never far away. They're as close as your heart. They're as close as your love. Remember that. Some people are asking for sales of their business. Sales of properties. Some people are asking for more clients for their businesses. Some are asking to find a job, a new job. So may you find a job that is in alignment with your wishes and your talents and skills, that you have more joy in that job. It is to your liking and it's mutually beneficial to both you and your employer. And even with the sales of the houses and businesses, may it be mutually beneficial for both parties. We pray for all of this and so much more. For all of the people who have sent me your prayers, they are all listed here. And I read them every day. And I send blessings and unconditional love every day. And I pray for you every day. So receive that. Know that you're supported. Know that you're not alone. Know that your prayers are being heard. You're not calling out in the wind with nobody to hear you. We hear you. Spirit hears you. And so much more. So continue. Continue to pray for yourself. Continue to pray for your friends and family. Continue to pray for a community. Continue to pray for this beautiful planet that we live on. And know that none of these prayers are in vain. They are being heard. We hear them. We accept them and we ask that they all come to fruition with grace and ease. We ask that you receive all of your wishes and desires. Let them be for your highest good and the highest good of all. And we pray that everyone is happy and healthy. We pray for peace for all of you and for this planet, for all of humanity. We pray that there is more peace, there's more harmony, that people experience more joy and abundance of finances, an abundance of harmonious relationships, an abundance of good and vibrant health, an abundance of love. We pray. So now in front of us, there's a sphere of light that all of these prayers have been going into as we've been speaking. And all of the sphere of light is getting bigger and bigger, and it's becoming more and more vibrant. It's glowing. And it's a glowing of golden light, white light, diamond light. And so now let's just, with all of our intention, let's fill up this sphere of light, all of our prayers. Let's fill it up with unconditional love and blessings. Let's fill it up with more joy. So from your heart space, just send your unconditional love and blessings to this sphere of light. And if you're wondering where it is, it's right in front of you, right in front of your heart, right in front of your chest. It's a glowing ball of light filled with all of our prayers, yours, mine, everybody in the book, and anybody else who has spoken aloud your prayer. It's so important to speak it aloud. And so when I read your prayers, I speak them out loud. I don't just read them silently in my head. I speak them out loud. As I pray for you every day, I speak it out loud. So let's fill up this orb. This orb is becoming even more vibrant, glowing even more, getting bigger and bigger and bigger as it's being filled up with all of our unconditional love and light and blessings. As it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger, the whole planet and all of us are being enveloped in this sphere of light. The sphere of light is becoming so expansive and so big and so grand that we fit into the sphere of light. All of our prayers, we are also receiving unconditional love and blessings. Now we send the sphere of light, all of our prayers to Source. We ask the angels and guides to hear us, to carry the sphere of light to God. And in divine timing, in divine will, let all of these prayers be answered. Let all of our desires, wishes, and dreams come true in the highest and best way possible. Not my will, but let the highest will be done. Let all of our dreams come true in the best way possible, better than we can even imagine, with ease and grace. There is no need to struggle. There is no need to suffer. There is no need to go without. Be willing to receive. So now just be in your heart space. And just receive a concentrated blast of higher dimensional healing energies, frequencies, and vibrations from me and my team. Receive unconditional love, blessings, healing and wisdom, abundance and prosperity. All of these energies, frequencies, and vibrations are coming through on this golden ray of wisdom. This golden ray of wisdom and abundance and light. Higher vibration. This golden diamond ray. Just receive this concentrated blast. Take a deep breath. Take a moment now and just observe your energy field. Observe your body and being. You might perceive it as glowing, glowing golden, diamond, yellow, white. As we raise your vibration and we raise the vibration of the planet. So continue to receive these energies, frequencies, and vibrations for the rest of the day. Take a deep breath. Bring your energy, attention, focus all the way down to the heart chakra of Mother Earth. Just bring all of these energies all the way down into the planet. Allow yourself to embody these energies, receive these energies. Take a deep breath again. Come back up to your heart space. Don't open your eyes yet, and let's just charge up the water. So I'm going to charge up all of your waters as well as my own here. So just take a moment, be in your heart space. And take a deep breath, be in your heart space now, be in your body, be in your seat, be in your room. Start to wiggle your toes and fingers. Open your eyes when you're ready. Have some water. So slowly come back the best you can. And, you know, you're going to continue to receive for the rest of the day. So be gentle with yourself and tap in once in a while, connect in once in a while, just to your body, to your heart space, and just receive the energies, frequencies, and vibrations that are going to continue. So be gentle and watch your thought patterns. Watch your emotions. Keep them uplifted. Keep them positive the best you can. Don't go into any stories, all right? Awesome, how's everybody doing? And drink water, drink water, drink water, drink water. And for those of you who may not be part of the Jitra Prayer Circle, please do join us by going to alara.at/prayer. Awesome, thank you, thank you. Awesome, good. Oh, good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. It's your first time. Awesome. Yeah, so we do this every week on Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern, unless something changes. But I don't have anything going on right now at this time, so it's all good. All right, so thank you, thank you, thank you. I will be putting this on YouTube and the podcast, and you can always go back and listen to this whenever you need a boost, whenever you need a little pick-me-up, okay? And I will send it via email as well. All right, thank you so much, everyone. I'm so grateful, so grateful for your presence in my life. I'm so grateful for you trusting me with your prayers. Thank you. And please, you know, continue to join us. The more people that we can collaborate with and co-create with, the better, right? And just know that something else is possible for you as well. Okay? So thank you, everyone. Until next time, may you continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.